This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is no longer scheduled to travel to Jordan today. After visiting Israel, Biden was planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. An explosion at a hospital in Gaza that killed roughly 500 people, according to Hamas. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon says it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was a result of a rocket misfire carried out by the Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorists. Attorneys for presidential candidate Donald Trump are filing a notice of appeal following the decision by a federal judge to issue a gag order against him earlier this week. The partial gag order was issued Monday, prohibiting Trump from publicly belittling witnesses, prosecutors, and court staff. Trump called the ruling unconstitutional. Accused extortion suspect Joran Vandersloot will reportedly reveal today how Natalie Holloway died and where her body was disposed of in Aruba 18 years ago. He's scheduled to appear in a Birmingham, Alabama federal court for a change of plea and sentencing hearing. Back in June, he pleaded not guilty to one count of extortion and one count of wire fraud. Vandersloot is currently being held behind bars without bond after being extradited from Peru, where he was serving time for murdering a woman in 2010. Ex-users who open new accounts in the Philippines and New Zealand are now being charged to use the social media site. The ex-platform, formerly known as Twitter, says the $1 yearly charge is a way to fight bot accounts. A bot account is unmanned and does nothing but post all day, usually promoting a product or political narrative. X says they started testing a new program yesterday called Not a Bot, which is designed to reduce spam and bot activity. The new program will not affect existing users in those aforementioned countries. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, says artificial intelligence will almost certainly cause a financial crisis without government regulation. Gensler told the Financial Times that the challenge is because most regulators target individuals and institutions, not something broad like the use of artificial intelligence. He claims if multiple institutions make decisions based on the same AI models, that could lead to a financial disaster. For the first time since President Nixon was in the White House, the Staten Island Railway is getting new train cars. The five trains that have been in use since 1973 are being replaced. The new cars will have larger doors, displays with service updates, and accessible seating with security cameras. They should be in service by the end of next year. A horror movie shown in a Florida elementary school has some parents upset.
Fourth grade parents in a Miami school are upset after a teacher screened the horror movie Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey for their class. According to CBS News Miami, one mother with twins in the class blamed the incident on a negligent teacher and expressed feeling completely let down by the school. A statement from the head of the school assured parents that they are attending to the students' well-being, with the mental health counselor and principal already meeting with those who raised concerns. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? And maybe you didn't think it was going to be this hard, but it is. Welcome to America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Scott Powell is with us, the author of Rediscovering America and currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, a member of the committee on this present danger, China. Scott, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, if people wondered, in fact, it was theorized what the world would be like without America. We're almost starting to see that right now on the international stage. You've got an administration that has been trying to effect some shuttle diplomacy in the Middle East, and it looks like that has fallen flat on its face. The president himself is in the Middle East today. Meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, was supposed to meet with some neighboring Arab nations, but because of some controversy and a serious situation where a missile hit a hospital, which there is controversy on who is to blame, there seems to be clear evidence that we know who it came from. Israel does not aim at civilians, doesn't aim at hospitals, it never has. Of course, this was one of those convenient excuses that has come down the pipe. And then you've got, these Arab leaders that were supposed to meet with the president. They've canceled meetings. And so the president took, 12-hour flight to Israel to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu and is falling short once again on the diplomatic stage to effect something. And maybe, quite possibly, what has happened here through this process is we've exacerbated the problem, and the very thing that we are trying to avoid in terms of igniting a regional conflict seems that that is almost inevitable, Scott.
Well, it does. It does seem. It does seem inevitable, and I guess the size of the response and the involvement of really what amount to proxy forces in all these nations, including our own. You know, we have we could see in our own country how many support groups there were for Hamas all around the United
States.
Primarily associated with universities. That is true, and that's something we've all gotten used to. That going all the way back to the Vietnam War days and so forth. Where students end up opposing, government.
Yeah, but most of the students then during Vietnam were our students.
Yeah.
This time we've imported hearts of hatred into our country.
Number. That's right.
Right.
Open borders. The open borders policy now. We see the chickens coming home to roost through that policy, and so I think, if it can be contained, it's a good thing, because I think it will work in our favor to recognize that sealing the border is absolutely necessary.
Well, not only do you got to seal the border, but that's the other issue. It was part two. Not only you got to seal the border, stop now, but those that have gotten in, you've got to go and post entrance, vet them, and as Tom Cotton and Marco Rubio are calling for, is that you need to really do a deep dive and vetting on these individuals, that if they have hatred in their heart and they're not interested in advancing this great American idea, send them back home.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't want them here. We don't need them here in the interests of of other citizens. Because otherwise, I mean, what's the difference between us and Israel? You know, we try to cohabitate with people, and you try to partition and find a place where they can coexist. They don't want to coexist. And this is the thing that people need to get clear in their brain, is that what's happening in Israel right now is the start of their of their ambition. It always been. It's been ancient hatred. It's gone on for thousands of years. They want the full eradication of Israel. And then the second step is the full eradication of all Americans. Okay? Do you get that? Do you understand that they do not? They're not interested in cohabitating. They want them gone, and we're next. It's that simple.
Yeah, there is no coexistence with these radical jihadi Muslims, both on the Sunni side and including in the Shiite side. There's more radicalism from the Iranian influence than perhaps from Shia influence. Mm. And in fact, you know, we were making such great progress with the Shia nations. Mm. You know, under President Trump, the Abraham Accords, you know, were almost completed by the end of his term, and now it's all falling apart.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that here you got a little bit of reprieve and some hope that something was going to happen with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu. They were talking openly about some economic cooperation and moving in a positive direction, and this is what happened, you know, to Trump's credit, and that is that the problem is the Palestinians. This self-appointed nation group does not want to negotiate. They just want to negotiate your demise. So what are you doing? You're just negotiating, you know, the funeral. That's it. I mean, that's intent. That's not the way things work. And so Trump said, look, let's not deal with them. Let's just deal directly with the nations. And we had four Arab nations coming to the peace table. And that would have happened had not the 2020 election gone the way that it did. And, in America and the 82 million people who voted for this current administration only have themselves, you know, to blame for this. But, you know, look at God's in control.
Bill, I got to correct you. There were not 82 million people that voted for Joe Biden. A lot of those were fake ballots, believe me.
Well, I'm being cynical by using that number, because that's the number they use, right? Well, it's inarguable. We can go on and on. I mean, we just had Joe Fried back on here. Joe wrote a great book on called Debunked, and this guy's a CPA. This guy's the CPA of CPAs. All right, yeah. Numbers guys. Whenever even anything of any kind of major accounting. Accreditation has to be, they go to him. Okay, this guy knows his stuff, and he's got a follow up book, 23 ways to steal an election, and so he broke it all down. And but the fact of the matter is that even though 61% of the country says they don't believe in the outcome, they don't believe in the numbers of the 2020 election, we've got the tail shaking the dog, a minority group of people who say, nope, that's what happened, and you can't discuss it anymore. Well, right. Why is there still the uncomfortability? Because if this was a settled case, we'd be moving on. It's not settled. They're not interested in settling the case. They just, again, in typical form, Scott, they're going to tell you what you're supposed to believe, just like they've been doing for all these decades. We're going to tell you what you should know, and that's it, right?
But our side is, we have such an incredible awakening going on now, Bill.
I want to talk about that on the other side of the break.
They're just not going to hold up.
Exactly. We'll get into that on the other side. We've got more from Scott Powell after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As incredible as it may sound, there are people in our own backyards who haven't yet heard the good news about Jesus. It's our calling, our mandate as Christians, to ensure that every single soul on earth has a chance to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's why the Tide Ministry is encouraging you to bring our mission into your community through our Have You Heard Challenge. The challenge is to ask at least 10 people if they've heard what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, then share the love of Christ with them. If they embrace Christ, they can join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. Sometimes all it takes is a simple question to open the door to a meaningful conversation. To learn more about the Tide Have You Heard Challenge and how you can join a growing number of believers who are actively sharing their faith in their own communities, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. Scott Powell is with us as well, the author of Rediscovering America. And you've got to get your hand on that book if you're serious. I mean, and we need to. I mean, because the time is drawing nigh. I mean, we're running out of time on this. And as I mentioned, we've been saying for a long time that America is at a tipping point, but I believe we're beyond that. And this is why things are happening with such rapidity. And so it's up to us to be discerners of that which is true and good and righteous, that which is consistent with godly values that promotes liberty And because right now, Scott Powell, it's in your face. And you can't deny it. I mean, and as if that's not enough, you know, we can observe and watch what's happening in universities across the country, how the country is being torn apart by people. And some of those, I mean, as I was saying to somebody else earlier, if it's our own kids, that's one thing. I think they can be rehabilitated because they haven't been conditioned for generations with the hatred, you know, toward Israel and America, like these young people who have come from the Middle East. And we've been saying this, you know, for the last couple of weeks, that America, because of, you know, our policies and that, we literally have been importing hatred into our country. And people don't understand that this is a generational issue in the Middle East. The kids are raised with this sense of hatred. I think, you know, some there was somebody who was showing some comic books yesterday of how they
from early childhood.
Oh, exactly. So this is generational hatred. You know, some have called it ancient hatred because it's been going on for millennia. But and so there's no overcoming that, you know, short of, you know, being born again and, you know, coming to Christ. This is why they're so threatened by Christians and by the faith of, you know, the God of Abraham, you know, and Jacob, because it collides with their theology. It collides, you know, with their worldview. And it's stark. Because you see the difference in Israel. Because, you know, when I was in Israel, Scott, you know, Arabs would tell me, they say, Bill, you know, I have no problem, you know, coming into, in fact, I feel safer coming into Israel controlled areas of this, you know, of the country versus being in Arab controlled areas. What does that tell you?
It tells you everything. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's
it's
where
very, it's very hard for Americans to understand the total depravity that has come out of a brainwashing that goes back to the earliest years of childhood with these people. They have no ability to think. They have no ability to use their rational, critical mind to assess anything. These people are, I mean, it's the worst kind of brainwashing. It is sick, and it needs to come to an end.
But that's something. See, in America, we take the idea of being born again and redeemed for granted, Scott. You know, this once rich religious nation, God-fearing nation, where 90% of the people at one time believed in God, now it's less than 70%. You know, but still that sentiment of, you know, redemption and forgiveness is still part of the woof and warf and character of this country. And we want to impose that on other people, but that's a gift of God. And, and so unless the Arab world comes to a knowledge of God and his tender mercies and forgiveness, they will continue on with this this worldview. As George Barna, you know, spells out in several of his books, is that, you know, you've got to the age of 13 to develop your worldview. After that, you know, you're pretty well entrenched. Again, and I say barring, you know, some relationship with Christ, you know, and a renewing of your mind. Otherwise, you're pretty well set. And when these kids have been told all their lives and at, you know, from birth that Israel is bad, and again, you know, the connection is, and people are failing to see this, is that Israel is step one. Step two is America. So what you see them doing to Israel is what they want done to America.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we never forget 9/11, what that really was. It was an attempt to massacre, you know, tens of thousands of people in these two trade towers.
Innocence, Scott. These are everyday citizens just wanting to go to work, provide for their families, and they were murdered.
They were murdered, yeah. And you know, if it were not for God's hand, I'm afraid the toll would have been much higher. It's just amazing that we only lost 3,000 people in these two towers that had, when they were full, I think they housed 40 or 60,000 people together.
Right. And, I mean, and for them,
I think all the floors were occupied. Yeah. New York is a bit of a ghost town now with these office buildings, but
right.
Anyway. But I think what is unique about the contribution that that Rediscovering America makes in context to all other history books is that it traces the redemptive history of God's hand in America from the beginning, from the Christian founding of the country to our, overcoming evil, the slavery issue of the Civil War, and then the aftermath. But and there were still vestiges of that same racism that went all the way into the 20th century in our country, which was
exactly
sad. But God raised up a Martin Luther King, not a perfect man, but he led this amazing civil rights movement that was the final redemptive period in our history where America is free. And he, even his last words in his speech in front of the Lincoln Memorial, it, free at last, free at last. America is free at last, and this applies to all minorities. This is the land of opportunity. This came out of Christianity. This redemption came out of Christianity. The founding was Christian. Martin Luther King and the redemptive civil rights movement was Christian, and opportunity is available to all people. This is the great story of America that the clock, it has been not only been brought to a halt, but it's been thrown into reverse gear through critical race theory and diversity, equity, inclusion. It's like, why are we going back and opening up these wounds? Mm-hmm. It's finished. It's done. It's completed. They're free at last.
Right. Well, because they don't want God.
Of course, they don't want it. And these are evil is alive and well and operates out of our own pockets of government. You know, it's the so-called deep state. I believe you have compromised people everywhere now. I think the military has compromised leaders who actually want to weaken our military. Can you believe that?
Right.
There's no other explanation for imposing critical race theory and diversity, equity, inclusion on the military. There's no explanation for it because the military, the races come together, they train together, they suffer together, they watch each other's back, there's solidarity. People don't see race in the military. But you introduce these crazy critical race theories ideas and suddenly you exacerbate this false consciousness, and you weaken the morale of the military, and now we have recruiting problems. You know that.
Oh yeah, of
huge
course.
Recruiting problems.
Well, who wants to go in the military and join the military so you can have a sex change, and
right.
be so sensitive about when you go in the military to go win wars, to have a shot at it. But our military, the truth be known, has been compromised for so long. This hasn't just been this generation.
This stage now, Bill, is demonic.
Right.
We're in a demonic stage where we have people that are actually possessed by demonic thinking, demonic ideology that has the potential to destroy our country. If that's not demonic, I don't know what is.
Well, but like you said, though, and I hold to this. I hold to Romans 5:20, as you recall. It says, "For wherever sin exists in abundance and is multiplying and constantly expanding, that is precisely the time and place where grace is poured out in a far greater, surpassing quantity." Because, as you said earlier, key to all that is that God remains in the redemption business, right?
That's right.
This is his popcorn stand. He doesn't want it going crazy. He didn't create it for it to go nuts. And he is in control of all this. So all this human intervention, thinking that they know better, once again, God is laughing, Scott.
Well said,
sir. Scott Powell, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is no longer scheduled to travel to Jordan today. After visiting Israel, Biden was planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. An explosion at a hospital in Gaza that killed roughly 500 people, according to Hamas. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon says it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was a result of a rocket misfire carried out by the Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorists. Attorneys for presidential candidate Donald Trump are filing a notice of appeal following the decision by a federal judge to issue a gag order against him earlier this week. The partial gag order was issued Monday, prohibiting Trump from publicly belittling witnesses, prosecutors, and court staff. Trump called the ruling unconstitutional. Thank you for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're talking functional medicine right now, healthcare that prioritizes prevention, empowerment, and personalized treatment. This has been growing in popularity, and you can understand why. And in honor of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Dr. Stacy Stevenson is going to be joining us, the best-selling author and cancer advocate, talking about the rise of alternative medicine and a holistic approach to disease prevention. That is right exactly in my wheelhouse. Dr. Stacy Stevenson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Happy to be here.
Well, let's talk functional medicine and how can it support breast cancer patients?
Well, remember, functional medicine, if I may, is just good medicine, combining the best of all worlds. We have gotten a little bit, stuck in our ways at times in so-called westernized medicine and pharmaceutical-driven world, not to mean that that is negative in any way. However, we have been taking care of people through wisdom medicine and for thousands of years. There is fitness and nutrition knowledge and research. There is, we know an enormous amount about vitamins now. We know much, much more about how diet, nutrition, and exercise impact your immune system, which thereby impacts how your body not only responds to the attack of a cancer, but also responds to the treatment and care as you move through cancer therapy, whether they be traditional or integrative. And that is functional medicine, putting it all together for the best of all worlds and combining it to battle for the patient fighting breast cancer or any cancer. And we're just shining a light this month on that for awareness for breast cancer month.
You see, my mother would refer to that as common sense medicine.
I like your mom.
I knew you would. And this is the way I was raised, you know, because whenever anything happened, You know, there was always in the backyard, there could have been an herb, you know, that she grew up as a kid that was quite medicinal. And it was always, you know, when it was appropriate, it was, hey, just go get me some, you know, go get me some of the herb. And she'd make it into a tea and shazam. I mean, it's what worked. It's what was traditional, that was passed down through her family, through generations. And, you know, you're exactly right. I mean, there's just so much there. And, to me, we should have the liberty, to exercise our common sense in addressing all things that have to do with our health and get these impediments out of the way, especially some people who want to think, you know, whether it's government bureaucracies, they think they know better.
Well, they do. And that simply is wisdom. Human beings don't give things to each other, just like you were saying, your mom. We don't traditionally, those things that are passed down, and now we're researching them. And, you know, they don't necessarily always need research because there is that wisdom from the ages. But it is good. I like understanding how those interplay with combining the more westernized or pharmaceutical driven medicines, because there are interactions and there are things that can work for the positive or for the negative. So I love the empowerment of the clinical research. But in truth, you just said, we have learned and passed down how to take care of our health. Cancer is the emperor of all maladies. It has been with us for a very, very long time. It is increasing, probably most likely due to our increase in the toxic world, our toxicity in foods, our lower quality of foods, our lower quality of nutrition. Obesity is an enormous, literally trigger mechanism for particularly breast cancer. So to separate, you know, and say, we're not going to look at diet, nutrition, and fitness to prevent breast cancer and candidly many cancers is just silly non-common sense, as you point out.
Yeah, I think for me, one of the heightened awarenesses, as a result of this recent pandemic was, you know, the first thing was, you know, I've got to fortify my immune system. I know personally from my history that, you know, I don't have tonsils. I've had my appendix removed. This makes me a little bit more vulnerable. So I have to be more sensitive when it comes to things that, you know, where my immune system is concerned. So I immediately responded, you know, accordingly, like you say, wisdom and, you know, not to mention the fact that, you see, I believe in the cumulative intelligence of, you know, 350 million people who are out there. You know, we're all, in a sense, kind of turned into lab rats, you know, because this stuff is happening. We're trying to figure out what's going on. And I think, you know, for the most part, you know, maybe somewhere down the road, Dr. Stevenson, we might be able to take enough pause and get it out of the political realm and be able to realize, boy, there were a lot of good decisions done at the wisdom level by everyday people in how they protected themselves against this pandemic.
There were, and this isn't exactly a new experience. We have been fighting bacteria. I mean, viruses are one of the oldest organisms on Earth. They will survive. And we have fought our way against them many, many, many times, to your point. And we do it through what we've had available to us. So you just used your wisdom of your knowledge of your individual body to translate it into how you chose to react and navigate your health through the pandemic. It's the same concept should you have any form of cancer. Certainly this month we're looking at breast cancer awareness. But you have to implement the knowledge that you have of yourself and your biology and how you respond to things. Select what's out there that fits you best, which candidly, I deeply believe in working with everything that's going to serve you and everything that you have access to. And you have to survey other professionals and other, it doesn't have to just be professionals. Do your reading. Remember, the strongest patient, the most lethal patient to kill this emperor of all maladies is an informed human being.
Amen.
Your knowledge basis, yes, will be more critical than anything. And I just want to help you get there.
Well, great. Thank you very much. Dr. Stacey Stevenson is with us. She's the recognized leader in functional medicine focused on integrative, regenerative, anti-aging, natural medicine modalities. Can we talk about your book, Glow?
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Hey, it's pink for Breast Cancer Month, but I didn't intend that.
Well,
it just worked out that way.
Well, let's do that. We got a minute and a half. Let's talk about it. 90 days to create your vibrant life from within.
I don't know about all of you, but I decided I needed to put this together, not just for all of you, but for myself as well. GLOW is a 90-day plan with weekly routines, predominantly composed of meditations, mantras, and affirmations that are in bite-sized morsels that you do just a bit in the morning and a bit in the evening. And when I say a bit, I mean, do you have 5 minutes? Do you have 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Do you have 15 minutes to give to yourself in peace and silence to feed yourself that emotional well-being, your cognitive improvement, your mental fitness, your mental wellness? We all need this. This translates into fitness, into your immune system, and we candidly know through research that supporting your immune system and that immune surveillance reduces cancer cases overall and also improves your response when you do have a cancer. So for this month, GLOW, I'm hoping, speaks to all those women out there suffering from breast cancer or surviving breast cancer and wanting to move into those next steps, improving their emotional wellness, improving their fitness, their mental fitness, giving them that inner peace and inner glow to keep going and keep getting better. So I hope it really speaks to everyone.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I love the idea. Dr. Stacey Stevenson is with us. Last two questions here as we wrap things up is how can viewers and our listeners support breast cancer research and where can they go for more information?
Well, they can go to drstaceystevenson.com. And also, I would really encourage everyone to take a look at a clinical cancer research organization called Gateway for Cancer Research. We fund traditional therapies, and we fund integrated therapies, and 100% of every single donor dollar goes directly to human beings who are in need right now of life-saving clinical trials.
She's the best-selling author and leader in functional medicine. Dr. Stacey Stevenson has been our guest, and we appreciate her insight, her time, and certainly her new book, GLOW. Dr. Stevenson, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest just made it back home to Israel. He was in the United States yesterday, so he's traveling on a little bit of sleep. God bless him for coming on. Reporting live from Israel is the Director of Education for Israel 365, Rabbi Eli Michel. Before making Aliyah in 2021, he served as the rabbi of Congregation Suburban Torah in Livingston, New Jersey. He also worked for several years as a corporate attorney. Rabbi, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate your perspective. You're there in Israel. What is it? What is the most important thing that America needs to understand what's going on there in Israel right now?
So this is our 9/11. I was in New York for 9/11.
Wow.
And frankly, this is much, much worse. You know, the murder of 40 babies, cutting off their heads and burning them, the slaughter of 1,400 people. You know, I have friends. I have a friend, actually, a very close one, whose son is among the missing and probably one of the hostages. Mm-hmm. Israel is a tiny, tiny country, the size of New Jersey. And mm-hmm. everybody here knows somebody who's been killed, who's been wounded, or who's a hostage, or all the above. And so in terms of trauma, the kinds of things that they did, you know, raping and executing women, I think they've proven for once and for all, you know, the absolute evil that they represent. Mm-hmm. And so the trauma here is very, very real, but it's not something which is crippling. The mm-hmm. entire country has come together in an unbelievable way. You know, and we're all part of the war effort. I mean, kids really aren't going to school, but, you know, mm-hmm. all the way on down to my 9-year-old, everybody's doing something to pitch in because this is big. This is existential for Israel.
Yes, this is all hands on deck kind of situation. Whether it's you know, reservists that are being called up from, you know, the IDF, you know, people around the world are praying. I mean, because really, what this has done is it's divided the world. Rabbi, the way I'm looking at this, because you either are for evil or against evil. I don't know how else to reconcile this. I mean, because the shroud of evil has been pulled back. It's fully exposed. And God is saying, okay, what are you going to do with it?
Exactly right. It's so clear. Anyone that you know who supports Hamas at this point, mm-hmm. it's absolutely correct to be questioning their soul. What kind of human right. being could possibly support this? But it's not enough just to support Israel and recognize this as evil. I think that, you know, that God expects of us, you know, when there's great evil in the world, to act on behalf of good.
Exactly.
And so this is really, like you said, a great dividing line here in the world today. And it is unbelievable how many people out there can still support this evil. It really, like you said, it pulls back the shroud of evil. It's a beautiful way of saying it.
Well, it's shocking for us here in America. I mean, we've got elected officials in our government that are supporting Hamas and, you know, the anti-Semitic attitude and culture that's taken place. The kids here in universities and what I've been able to see, Rabbi, is that you've got these kids that have been imported. Sometimes in America, they don't quite understand the nuance of what's happening in the Middle East. I've been studying this for a while, so it's not to say I know everything, but I think God has given me some insight into this, because suddenly I found myself, stating that America, by letting these kids from the Middle East come in without even understanding their heart and their worldview, that we basically imported evil into our universities. And that's what's been on full display here, is that it's one thing with the kids who have come from the Middle East, who have been, have been cultured to hate Israel. And at birth, I mean, we've seen, comic books, instructional manuals of how they raise up their children in the way that they should go and the doctrine that they should believe in. And that is Israel is less than, they're worthy of extermination. And we have imported that in the land of the free, home of the brave. And for some, people here in America, they want to blame professors. And I say, okay, well, again, you got to understand the nuance. There are some professors, yes, they are part of that generation that has been indoctrinated, from birth. I get that. But it's not all the kids. The kids that were raised here in America who have been influenced by this doctrine, are more easily redeemed. Those that have been, from birth have been conditioned to hate Israel, and it's Israel first and then it's America second, right? I think that's a much more difficult proposition.
Well, they've made it extremely clear. I mean, Hamas commanders have, in their videos, they're public, you can find them online, they've said very clearly that the Jews are first and the Christians are next.
Right.
Which means that Israel is the front lines of America's war.
Exactly.
This is not just about morality. This is also self-interest for the United States, standing with Israel. And unfortunately, President Biden in many ways has been very good so far these last few days in supporting Israel. But so many of his actions and his lack of action over the last several years have really led to this moment, encouraging terrorists, because they're not supporting Israel. He refused to meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu. He was shunning him for the last several years.
Right.
The funding for terrorism that the United States has, after President Trump ended it, President Biden has given hundreds of millions of dollars each year in aid back to the Palestinians, and it goes straight to a pay-to-slay fund. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. The kind of things that he's been doing. The $6 billion to Iran, which is the financial sponsor of Hamas. This is an attack by Iran on Israel. Everybody should be 100% aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things, by doing all of those things, he encouraged this attack. It gave the terrorists encouragement. And currently he's pressuring Israel in really dangerous, dangerous ways. That's why he came to Israel now, which is to pressure Israel into doing things that are not in its best interest. So on the one hand, yes, we do appreciate all of the aid and so on and so forth, and that's wonderful, but it's coming with a lot of dangerous strings attached.
Well, you're exactly right, Rabbi, and this is what we're most concerned about, and we pray that, Joe Biden somehow, however possible, that he would get some wisdom on this, because this is a time where it is black and white, and it's a hard line that must be understood and must be executed. And it's hard. It's hard for people in the West, to do that. They always feel like there's some sort of compromise, but they don't understand, because in part what's happening is that they don't understand God. They have no comprehension of the history of what's happening in the Middle East, that this is God's land. This is not anybody else's land. And we've been saying on this show, Rabbi, that God doesn't need a real estate agent, does he?
No, he does not. And everyone should be very clear about this, meaning Israel left Gaza, which is one of the worst decisions in Israel's history. I mean, they have Gaza. Hamas runs Gaza. They this attack was into Israel proper, simply to slaughter men, women, and children. That's all this was about, slaughter and rape.
This wasn't about an attack on the military. See, people need to understand, this wasn't an attack. This was on innocents. These were on civilians.
Oh, they took these Jewish women and dragged them naked around the streets of Gaza. And this is something to be aware of, right? The Palestinians are not innocent in this. You know, in poll after poll after poll, at least 75% of them support the murder of Jewish women and children.
Yes.
75%. They voted in Hamas in 2006. That was the only election they had. These people, it's a broken society where they've been teaching their children for generations that the Jewish people must be exterminated. This is a battle for Israel proper. They say from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. The river is the Jordan River. The sea is the Mediterranean Sea. And what's in between is all of Israel.
Israel.
You know it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Me and my family dead.
Exactly. And it is so evil and so obvious that even the neighboring nations like Egypt, they want nothing to do with them. You know, they don't want them migrating into Egypt, right?
Right. But frankly, that's what we need, because, you see, I really believe that there's no future if we have these hateful Palestinians. I mean, I don't want anything bad to come of them, the average person, but they hate Israel and they need to go. And there's so many Arab countries that are empty. There's so many Arab countries that they can live in. The Arab countries refuse to let them in because they prefer that they stay here as an enemy for Israel.
Right.
But if these countries really wanted to help, they would take in these Palestinians and the situation would end, right? We have a tiny little country the size of New Jersey that belongs to the Jewish people. Let these Arabs go elsewhere. Transfer is something that we have to be talking about, given that the absolute failure of everything, of every other attempt, including, you know, the Oslo Accords, have led to thousands of dead Jews.
Well, and this idea of exchanging land for peace has never worked. I reminded our audience years ago, I had a deep discussion and interview with John McKiernan, who documented the amount of natural disasters that occurred within 48 hours of the United States interfering in God's foreign policy and God's land. Every time they tried to push their idea of a two-nation state, America was hit with a natural disaster. I think all told, it's probably close to $1 trillion worth of damage as a result of natural disasters. You would think that America might learn by now, right?
Exactly. Whether it certainly it says it in the Bible, it's very clear. Those who curse Israel will be cursed.
Yes.
But then it's just the basics of diplomacy. Appeasement does not work. It didn't work with Hitler. And it doesn't work here. Every time you give these people something, they just want more, and they demand more, and they become more confident, and they think that they can get it. And so the appeasement, which is what the United States is pushing all too often, is incredibly dangerous for Israel.
Well, all you're doing is putting a Band-Aid on it, because their goal has been clearly stated over the decades, and that is there will be no negotiation with Israel. The only thing will happen, basically, what they want to negotiate is your funeral. That's it. Full stop, right?
Exactly right. Thank you for saying it clearly.
Well, he's the director of it.
Can I ask all of your listeners to do one thing for me, which is that please go to Israel365Action.com, Israel365Action.com. We need sympathy, but we need more than sympathy. We need your help, and we need you to act on behalf of Israel. Please do so.
Thank you, Rabbi. Take care.
At an alarming rate, we could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could...